Hey everybody, it's Tuesday and we're ready to begin again with you. I'm Teresa here with my husband Scott, and as always, this is Living It Up.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you with us. And when it seems that something is missing, The reality is it's on its way.
Well, that gives me hope.
It sure does. Gives me hope too. And you know, honey, we got that from Jeremiah 29:11 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me."
And what's the key to that? Wholeheartedly.
That's right.
Not kind of halfway doing it. To seek Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. I know that's loving Him, but just hot pursuit. I'm seeking Him with everything I've got. And it says when you do that, you will find. The door will be open and you will find.
You know, it all has to deal with faith as well. Uh-huh. You know, when you think something's missing, you know, you have to have faith that God is going to fulfill that, you know, that void. You know, He's going to fulfill that promise that the Holy Spirit has given you, you know. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you know, that reality, it becomes real. You know what I mean? It God actually brings that into fruition, and here it is.
But it's all about faith.
Yeah, and waiting on God.
It is. And, you know, so many people want proof, but there's no faith in that.
I know. You know, and I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have a really hard time waiting.
It's difficult.
You know, I remember my grandfather used to say he could wait faster than anybody he knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, hurry up, you know. Mm-hmm. Come on, God, you know, where's that promise, you know, that you said you were going to give me this and that, you know. Well, you know what? Sometimes we need to just stop, look around. And He's given you and fulfilled a lot of things in your life that you maybe have taken for granted.
Well, we've started documenting ours, and I know you journal yours, and I have a list of mine. Especially when those tough times come, I go back and look at that. Oh, yeah, He came through. But, you know, it's always in His timing.
Yeah.
It's always in His timing. But it's just because you don't see it in the natural doesn't mean it's not going on in faith, in the supernatural. God's working through people. He's working through situations. He's moving things around. He's changing people's schedules. He's doing all that. You have to realize it's not just God. What are you doing? You got to realize God is maneuvering people. People have lives. People have schedules. And He's working it all out for everybody.
That's true.
But, I mean, you said it. We don't want to wait. That's not natural for us, especially when you get a vision for your life. You're like, okay, just because you got the vision, okay, now let's get you ready for it.
Yeah.
You can go great places, but if you have no character, you have no deep roots, you're not going to stay there very long at all.
That's right.
He's going to do a work in us, and you just crawl up there in that tree, get in that cocoon, and just stay in there, and when God is ready, He'll open it up and release you. It's like a boat sitting in a dock.
Mm-hmm.
When He's ready for you to be set to sail, you will be. But you have to encourage yourself and remember the promises. Remember what He said. And ask Him to show you, God, you know, I'm starting to waver a little bit in this.
Mm-hmm.
I need some confirmation today to remind me that, you know, I'm not spinning my wheels. Show me, tell me, send me an angel. Do something. Let me know. Okay, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
There's not a thing wrong with that.
You know, and God, you know, let us encourage you as well. God has a plan for each of you. Each and every one of you. And He wants to bless you. You know, but, you know, in our reading today, it says, when it seems like something is missing, well, maybe what's missing is doing our part.
Yeah, you know? I'm just waiting on
I'm
God.
I'm guilty
just
of that.
Waiting on God.
Yeah.
Well, maybe God's waiting on you.
That's right. I mean, I'm guilty of that sometimes as well.
Right.
We all are.
Sometimes you know? You're not sure what you're supposed
That's
to do.
That's right. But what you should do at all times is have faith that God is going to fulfill His work. He is not a person who doesn't live up to what he says.
You know, we get so locked down in our mind on the way, this is the way it's going to be, this is what we want to do, and we try and we try and we try, and we just, you always use this example about there's a couple and they're trying to conceive and they try and they try and they try and they can't seem to get pregnant. And what do? They decide, well, we'll just adopt. And then what happens? She gets pregnant. Well, they got their mind off of it. They weren't locked down on just that plan happen then when they thought it's going to happen and exactly the way they thought it was going to be. They let that go, got busy doing this other. There you go.
You know, what did Jesus pray? He said, not my will, but your will be done. Mm-hmm. What we have to understand, and I have to remind myself, God blesses us and does things for us to glorify his name.
That's it.
Not to glorify you.
He says we ask and we don't get because our motives are wrong when we ask. It's not about us.
Yeah. And so sometimes, you know, we may be praying a prayer, you know, that's not really going to glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just about getting ahead or whatever, you know. Well, you know what? If it doesn't glorify God, then you know what? He's not going to act on it, you know, because he tells us that in the Word, okay? This is not something fabricated that Teresa and I are saying. This is in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we just want to be sure that we glorify him when we pray to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when he does bless us, he gets the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Right. And even with us, before we met and when we began to pray that God would bring us a spouse, you know, our prayers were bigger than just someone that we could be married to and just go and enjoy our life. We wanted it to be for more than that, to have more purpose than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying everybody is going to get, you should get married and do a podcast and have a ministry. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying that to have a bigger vision for your marriage.
Yeah.
To do wonderful things for God, things that matter to him, things that have eternal value to him.
Right.
Man, you line yourself up with God's plans like that, especially if you're praying for a spouse, for someone that you can do great things with and for the Lord, just look out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful thing when God puts people together for his purposes.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. That's what we were praying.
That's right. That's why he's so, you know, in the Bible, it talks about that we're the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Jesus is going to come back and get us. Okay? That's why the union of a marriage is so awesome and important to God, is because of that union of marriage, that will glorify him.
Right.
Just like it's going to glorify him when Jesus comes back to get us.
That's right.
That's where the union of marriage comes from. It comes from Jesus being unified with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was just thinking as you were speaking, Teresa, maybe what's missing is maybe you really have never given your heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, hey, man. You know, and ladies, I've been there many, many years. I had a void, and that missing part hung on the cross for me. And so if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a while, but you've never really given your heart to him, today's your day. So if you would please pray this prayer with me. And give your life to Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I know that you died on that cross, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life. And you say because of the cross, my sins are forgiven when I ask you to forgive me. Lord Jesus, forgive me, please, of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. And today, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that just makes me want to tear up knowing that somebody maybe on the other side of the world gave their life to Christ.
Or next door.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Yeah.
And so you know what? We would love if you would email us at livingitup.org. Let us know if you prayed that prayer of salvation. or if you have any kind of comment or praise report, we'd love to hear from you. Like I've said in the other podcast, so is Teresa. Man, we're really enjoying listening and, I mean, reading your comments. It helps us.
It does.
You know, it encourages us, you know.
It fuels us to keep doing this.
Sure, and it also, you know, shows us topics that you may be interested in that mm-hmm. we can speak about.
Because what we're doing is we're just bringing what we believe God's laying on our hearts.
That's right. So you know what? We encourage you to search for a church, pray about it. And when you do go to some churches, if you would, ask them if they have a discipleship or mentorship program. So someone can walk along beside you during this great new journey with Jesus.
Right.
Well, we have certainly enjoyed today. And remember, when it seems that something is missing, the reality mm-hmm. is, it's on the way.
Mm-hmm. So go on with your day today. Enjoy living it up while beginning again. And mm-hmm. we look forward to taking up your time tomorrow and talking to you then.